Father, as always, I thank you because every time we look into the perfect law of liberty, it's like a shining light. The Bible says the light shineth more and more unto a perfect day for the righteous. And I pray that that light, the entrance of it, you said, of your word, brings light into our hearts and our minds and our lives. So let it be and give us understanding in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we are victorious, we are more than conquerors. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, today's lesson is a winning attitude. And the question that follows is, are you a winner? Hallelujah. So let me go through quickly and present this winning attitude. And then we're going to ask ourselves, you know, whether we are a winner. You know, if our composure, demeanor, and whatever aligns with what a winning attitude looks like, we can determine whether or not we are a winner. Well, first of all, God wants us to have a positive winning attitude, a positive perspective on life, rather than a negative, defeatist attitude. I mean, some people go through life, and this is what brings depression. You know, depression sets in when people have this negative outlook on things. You know, but from our perspective, we are in a vantage point because of what the Lord has done for us, and indeed, what He declared for us right from the beginning. He said, the first words out of His mouth to them, fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. To subdue the earth right there makes them a winner. Right from the beginning, say subdue the earth. Hallelujah. And so that's what God intended for us. And that's what He wanted us to be. Genesis 1:28. The benediction, the first words that came out of His mouth, you know, He said, subdue the earth. Subdue means, you know, put everything under. You know, nothing that goes on in the earth, you know, should, you know, put you in despair, should make you hopeless or anything like that, because you're commanded to subdue the earth. Subdue all the things that are around you. Glory to God. Now that's where our winning attitude comes from. Well, if God told me to subdue, God put a blessing upon me that I can subdue, then I am going to subdue. You know, I'm not going to let anything get the better of me. It's not going to happen. Because God told me to be a winner, told me to subdue everything. You know, we've told this story many times on this platform. The story of the children of Israel, whom Moses appointed one out of each tribe to go and spy out the land, Numbers 13 and 14. Those chapters in there, we've talked about it multiple times. Well, some of them had a defeatist, losing attitude. You know, a couple of them had a winning attitude. Well, you know, Joshua and Caleb, they had a winning attitude. The others did not. In fact, the others said, well, we can't do it because the people that are there, they look mighty. They look like giants. They are stronger than us. And we look like grasshoppers in comparison to them. We just can't do it. So that's a defeatist attitude, you know, right there. Well, a couple of them, Joshua and Caleb, said, well, we can do it and we will do it. And let us go up at once, because the Lord has given them into our hands. They are nothing. They are going to be bread for us. We're going to have them for lunch. And we have that power. We have the victory in the name of the Lord. Yeah, so you compare. I'm not going to take time to read the two chapters, but I give it to you in the name of the Lord to go read them again, those two chapters. Take it as an exercise. Perhaps over this weekend, get a chance. Read Numbers 13 and 14 through again. And see the difference between the winning attitude and the losing attitude. The commandment was given forth for them to go and spy out the land. God already said it's a land that is, you know, full of milk and honey and so on and so forth. He gave them commandment. And Numbers 13:25-33 in particular is where you need to start when you are reading it. You know, so when they came back, you know, they brought back word unto the congregation. They brought some fruit from the land as well, but they also brought back word, you know, and they said, look, this is going to be a great challenge to us. Cities are walled and great and all of this, you know, and the children of Anak are there. We can't do it, you know, and so on and so forth, you know. And they said, look, in comparison to the people, we're just like grasshoppers. The inhabitants of the land, they're huge. And the land itself is, you know, swallowing up inhabitants. I mean, they just contradict themselves, you know, and we can't do it. You know, we're like grasshoppers, you know. I mean, listen to that. That is so sad. He said, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. My goodness. I mean, they diminished themselves. They looked meanly upon themselves. They thought very little of themselves in the face of what they thought were insurmountable challenges around them. That's a losing attitude. You know, that's a negative losing attitude. You know, but let's look at the winning attitude. When all the people were crying and say, wow, is this what we are come to encounter? I mean, you could have left us in the land of Egypt. It would be better for us to die there or even in the wilderness. I mean, why did the Lord bring us here to be a prey and so forth? And they began to cry and say, well, you know, let's get ourselves a captain, a leader that will take us back and all of this. They begin to murmur and do everything and so forth. Now, Joshua, on the other hand, and Caleb, they rent their clothes when they heard all that nonsense. And they said, look, you better listen to us right now. Don't be rebellious against the Lord, because the Lord gave us a tremendous promise. Be strong now, because the Lord is with us. And this land is indeed flowing with milk and honey. We can go up against it. These people are bread for us. And their defense is departed from it. Just compare the two versions. I mean, these were the same. I mean, they saw the same things. One version said it one way, and not yet another version said it a different way. Then they went both to see the same things. So this is the lesson for us today. There is always that negative, defeatist attitude that will see things, you know, in the run down, defeated, hopeless way. But then there is the winner and the winning attitude. I say, no, you know, I got this. I can do this because the Lord is with me. Glory to God. You know, so, and they said, look, only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. You know, in America today they said, oh, we'll have them for lunch. Well, that's where it came from. Their defense is departed from them. For the Lord is with us. Fear them not. You know, but, you know, you would not believe what the people try to do even after that. You won't believe it. If people try to kill them, they try to stone them with stones, you know, and all of that. And the Lord was so angry with them. And you know the rest of the story. In fact, you know, it led to the thing that I said multiple times in this place, because the breach of God's promise came because they had this negative, unbelieving, doubting attitude. And the Lord said, surely you will not see this land, you know, but you are going to experience the breach of my promise. My goodness. Nobody wants to be in that receiving end of the breach of his promise. It wasn't God that breached the promise, but it was the people that provoked him. And the Lord recanted and said, well, you're not going to get there. And it's these very ones that you say should die, these little ones, they're the ones that will get there. But the rest of you, your carcasses will fall in this wilderness, and so on and so forth. And he told them, he said, look, as you have said, spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. And I've talked about that oftentimes. Speak the positive winning things in the ears of the Lord, so that he may do it for you. The angels are also listening, so that they may do it for him. So that lesson clearly shows us the winner's attitude. They were winning before they even went. That's Joshua and Caleb. Now, the others were losing before they even went. You know, so which one are you? Are you a winner or not? Well, let's look at a few other winners that had a winning attitude in the Bible. Now, these are not anything that you don't already know. So there's a reason why I'm calling it out today. David also had a winning attitude. When all the rest of the children of Israel cowered, you know, before Goliath, and even his brothers who were skilled in battle, they were the ones sent to the camp, you know, in the military camp and so forth like that, to the battle. And David was a shepherd boy. Nobody thought anything of him. Everybody cowered before, you know, before Goliath, you know, cowering in their corners. And, but when David came along, he said, you know, what? This uncircumcised Philistine, you know, he's going to be like the, you know, the lion and the bear. And I took care of them. The Lord had delivered those into me, into my hand, will deliver this one as well. And he shall be as one of them. And I will have his head. You know, he had a different attitude. Everybody said, this man has defied the armies of Israel. David said, no, this man has defied the armies of the living God. So he's already approaching this thing in the spiritual, where everybody else is approaching in the flesh and carnal. And he's kicking it up a notch and a few notches. And they bring him before the king, and the king said, you can't do that. You're just a kid. This man is a man of war all his life. You know, and David said, look, let not the king say that I can't do it. I'll tell you what. You know, there were things that people thought I couldn't do. But I did. When I kept my father's sheep, a lion came against the flock, took one of them, and I went after him. We got into a fist fight, you know, and I got that which was mine back from him. So, oh, yeah, well, is that where those scratches on your hand came from? Yeah, well, David said, you should have seen the other guy. Also, the bear rose up against me. And likewise, I mean, when that bear rose up against me, he was as tall as this Goliath. You know, it didn't matter to me either way. He wasn't going to take what was mine. I got it out of his hand, slew him also. And so that's what exactly I'm going to do to this man. So I said, okay, fine. If you're going to do that, here is some help. Take my armor, take my shield, take this. And he tried to put the thing on. He almost collapsed. I mean, just fell down under the weight of those. Like, I can't deal with this. Let me go to a place where I know. Ooh, glory to God. You know, let me go to where I know. He went to where he was comfortable. That's his comfort zone. He went back to the brook. You know, he sang a few praises or whatever, you know, and picked out some stones. Glory to God. The rock of Israel guiding him. And you know the rest of the story. And he come out of that place, went out against this Goliath. Even his brothers challenging him that, you know, you don't belong here. You know, and he went out against that thing. My goodness, he cut that man down. Nobody had ever seen anything like it. Even the men of war couldn't come up against this man. But yet a little boy who had a winning attitude, a winner's attitude, and he would not be... I mean, nobody was going to, you know, put one over on him. He said, look, the lion couldn't do it. The bear couldn't do it. Neither will this man. You know, I'm going to deal with him. Hallelujah. Because the Lord's with me. Yeah, that's a winner's attitude. And that's a winning attitude. Now, are you a winner? Do you have a winning attitude or not? You know, so, you know, Paul was another, you know, person that had a winner's attitude, you know, and a winning attitude. Well, he said in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I had the chance just yesterday on my job. I quoted this scripture to somebody. Because they're asking me a question. Yeah, you know, this, and I say, well, you know, I draw strength. I just put it out there. I don't care whatever they said. And it was even in chat, so it's on record. Put it out there. And I said, oh, you know, I said, well, I draw strength daily from, I just said, Philippians 4:13. Glory to God. You know, because, you know I can do all things too. You know, and Paul was a winner. He had this winning attitude. He said, look, I am instructed both how to be full and how to be empty, whether I'm up or down, sideways or whatever. It makes me no difference because I can do all things. Now, a winning attitude says exactly that. Now, notice that Paul didn't say the Lord can do all things. We already know that. Everybody knows the Lord can do all things. Even those who don't even believe the Lord, they know the Lord can do all things. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, that's a winning attitude. You know, no matter what it is, David, my goodness, let's read some of the other things that he said as well. In Psalm 27, verses 1 to 3. Look at the winner's attitude. The Lord is my light. My goodness. I'm never going to walk in darkness. I know. You know, anybody else can walk in darkness. Not me. You know, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who will I fear? I'm not fearing anybody. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Nothing. I'm not going to be afraid of nothing. When the wicked, you know, this is this man's testimony, a winning attitude, you know, my goodness. If any wicked enemies, anything come up against my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And if they come up again and again, they will still stumble and fall. Though an host should encamp around me, I mean, this man, he didn't care about none of those things. You know, a host, anything rise up against me like bees or whatever, I will be confident. I will not fear. You know, hallelujah. He said, look, you know, in Psalm 118, verses 10 to 12. I mean, you can see the confidence that exudes out of this man. A winner's attitude and a winning attitude. And he wouldn't back down from anybody or anything. Didn't matter how many they were against him. Didn't matter how these odds were stacked against him. Doesn't matter. Here's what he said. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You talk about a winning attitude. They compass me about. Yea, they compass me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. And they are quenched like the fire of thorns. Well, in the name of the Lord, I will destroy. Three times he said it in a row like that. And you can say the same thing. Yours may not be all nations. It may be all kinds of problems. You know, all hell breaks loose around you. But you can say the same thing with a winning attitude that, look, all hell may break loose or turn loose or come up or upheavals and things against me. But in the name of the Lord, I will subdue the situation. Because the Lord said I should subdue the earth. Now, that's a winner's attitude. Glory to God. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. I mean, this man, more than anybody else, he knew how to exalt the name of the Lord to his own advantage. He would say things like, look, the Lord is my shield and my buckler. It's my fortress. It's my high tower. It's my hiding place. He's my rock. It's my glory and the lifter up of my head. You know, and I tell you what, when you have that kind of attitude, when you say those kind of things to the Lord, the Lord will stand up on your behalf. When David prayed, the earth and everything shook. The Lord was wrath. The Lord stood up and thundered with his voice in the heavens. The Lord blasted with his nostrils. Coals were kindled before him. And all of this, all because of David's attitude. Glory to God. Now, if you have the right attitude, the Lord will do the same thing for you. And he said in Psalm 118 verse 17, and this is what every one of us should declare. Here's a memory verse for us today. Psalm 118 and verse 17. That's your memory verse today. I shall not die. Glory to God. But live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118 and verse 17. Everybody should memorize that. I'm going to ask you tomorrow. You should memorize it and know how to say it. A memory verse consists of two things. For those of you who have been a long time before you went, since you went to Sunday school, memory verse consists of two things. One, that text, what it says. And two, the reference of where it is found. So memory verse is, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And then the text, that's the text of what it says. And the reference is Psalm 118 and verse 17. Now that's a positive winning attitude. I shall not die, he said. Glory to God. So now a negative defeated attitude will say, we are going to die. That's what Adam said to Enoch and to all these children. We are doomed to die. He said, look, Enoch said, look, I need to get in there. Say, son, you cannot get in there. We're just waiting to die. Because the Lord said we're going to die. And all of us are just waiting to die. And that's a defeated attitude right there. He should have repented, falling on his face. They didn't do that. They just took the, thing that the Lord said. The Lord dished out the punishment and just took it like that. None of them cried out to the mercy for the Lord. And he said, well, we're waiting to die. He's already said that, the day that we do it, we're going to die. But Enoch said, but you're not dead yet. And man said, well, yeah, but it's just a matter of time. We're all going to die. Enoch said, no, that may be you, not me. I'm going to get in there one way or another, or I'm going to, whatever is in there is coming out to me, or I'm going to figure this thing out. Glory to God. How that you had all that stuff. You were able to go under the sea, talk to the animals, you can command them, you can do all these things and so forth like that. Now you're telling us that that's all gone? You say, well, son, I'm sorry, but it's all gone. Say, well, we'll see about that. Now that's a winner's attitude. We will see about that. And he began to pursue God. Say, God, that thing, my goodness, I want it. And I know I can have it too. Glory to God. And I tell you what, he defeated death. Enoch was like, look, I shall not die but live, and I will declare the works of God. And he Enoch prophesied of the works of the Lord. The Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. And the world did Enoch know that that was going to happen. There was not even 10,000 people upon the face of the earth when he was there. Not even 36 people. he knew it because he was the works of the Lord. And, by faith, he had a winner's attitude. He's not going to die like everybody else. And my goodness, he defeated that death till today. Listen to some of the other things that, Paul said in Romans 8:31 and verses 35 to 39. This is Paul's testimony, but is it your testimony as well? And sometimes we read these things in this Bible, but maybe somebody else's testimony, but we can use it to encourage ourselves. So this is Paul's testimony. This is how he puts it. But let's see if you can make it your own testimony as well. He said, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And he began to say, the Lord that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not freely give us all these things? Shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is Christ, God that justified, and so on and so forth. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword? He said, no. He said, nay. That's no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Now, that's a super winner's attitude. My goodness. And he said, look, finally, he said it. In all those places, he was saying, we. But now he says, for I am persuaded. Now, this is his testimony. Now, are you persuaded? Do you have a winner's attitude? Are you a winner today? Are you persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, not even things to come. You know, it doesn't matter what is cooking for tomorrow. Today, it hasn't happened yet, but I know that even tomorrow, I've got the victory. I have the victory now. I'll have the victory tomorrow. I'll have the victory every day because the Lord said, I am with you, lo, even to the end of the world. Glory to God. And he said, look, neither height nor depth nor any other creature. When I'm up in the mountain, don't matter. When I'm down in the valley, no difference. God of the mountain is also the God in the valley. The God of the day is also God in the night. Now, he's not the God of the night, but he's the God in the night. Hallelujah. The God that is light is also with me when I sit in darkness. My goodness. You know, I've asked people before, what do you see when you look at the thorns or the roses? Some people that have the defeated attitude and defeatist attitude, all they see is the thorns. The winner's attitude will see the roses. Glory to God. When you see a glass that is halfway with water, how do you see that glass? Well, here is what the losing defeatist attitude will see. They say, well, when you show them, and I've actually tried that experiment once before. Yeah. And said, well, what do you see there? And they said, well, the losing attitude said, well, I see a half empty glass of water because they have a negative defeatist attitude. Because, if you see a half empty glass of water, well, you know, then in your mind, the water is decreasing. It's draining. That's why it's half empty. You show the same glass to another person that has a winner's attitude, they'll say, well, I see a half full glass of water. Well, so what do you see? Is a glass half empty or half full? Now, examine your attitude and your posture. When you look at situation, what do you see? Do you see challenges and all these things, giants and yourself as grasshoppers? Or do you see a testimony cooking already? Do you see victory, through the Lord? That's the winner's attitude versus the losing attitude. Well, let's take a look at, some of the things that Paul, again, said in, if I can get to this quickly, Acts chapter 27, let me read the attitude that Paul had when they were facing this storm, because he warned them before that, look, I foresee that, this journey is going to be, disastrous. So, it's going to create problems. Let's do this. He gave them a word of wisdom, but they wouldn't do it. Let's wait a little bit. They said no. I said, okay, fine. So they went into the journey. And of course, all kinds of things came up against them, And finally, Paul said to them, look, you should have hearkened to me and should not have loosed from Crete. This is Acts chapter 27, verse 21. And then you would not have gained any of these harm or loss. But nevertheless, my goodness, nevertheless, I exhort you to be of good cheer. For there shall not be any loss of man's life among you. Well, maybe the sheep, but nothing will be lost. For there stood with me tonight, the angel of God. My goodness. Hallelujah. Now that's a winner's and a victorious attitude in the face of, everybody was panicking, throwing everything overboard and trying to get jump ship. And he told them, look, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. shall be even as it was told me. But nevertheless, he said, look, you must stay in that ship. If you jump ship, you cannot be saved. Stay in the ship. Now, that's the Lord. The Lord is the ark of safety. You got to stay in there. You jump overboard, you can't make it. Got to stay right there. But this man was confident. He said, sirs, I believe God. It will be just like it was told me. Nobody will lose their lives, but you must stay in the ship. You know, and on and on and on. You know, and so you know the rest of the story. Well, let's look at a few people. You know, some of the other declarations that some other people made in the Bible. Somebody like Habakkuk. You know, I mean, there was all kinds of things going on around this man. Right? I mean, economic chaos, woes, and all kinds of things not happening. Listen to how he declared it in Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 17 and, you know, to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off. I mean, these things, all these evil things are going to happen, even when they are happening, he said. When there is no herd in the stalls, I mean, this man is bankrupt, it looks like. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. My goodness. I will joy in the God of my salvation. That's a winner's attitude if you've ever seen one. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. You know, I'm going to run, run through troops, leap over walls, just like Paul. David. He will make me to walk upon my high places. Now, that's a winner's attitude. You know, you got to have it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, and let's look at a few other winner's attitudes in the Bible. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. I love this Micah guy because he will not stay down for the count. I mean, just imagine a boxing bout. And I've seen a few of those on television where somebody got knocked down in the earlier rounds. But because they didn't stay down, they eventually came and won the fight. Hallelujah. Because their corner is saying, get up. The other corner says, stay down. But a winner and a winning attitude will not stay down for the count. You know, you may be knocked down, but are you going to stay down? Yeah, that's the thing. You know, devil may cheap shot you sometimes. You know, I mean, we know we're supposed to be in health. I mean, we're supposed to, you know, our health is supposed to blossom. So your health will spring forth speedily. But what if something happens and suddenly you find yourself sick? What are you going to do? You're going to languish in the bed of affliction, or you're going to get up from that bed? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Winner, Micah said, look, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. You know, when I fall down, I shall arise. I'm not going to stay down for the count. You know, and if you knock me down, I'm going to bounce right back again. Glory to God. And when I sit in darkness, when it looks like, you know, I can't hear the voice of God or anything like that, the Lord is still going to shine his light upon me. Glory to God. He wasn't going to have a negative, defeated or defeatist attitude. And here's something I determined as a young man by the grace of God. You know, and I'm trying to remind myself all the time to keep that attitude. I determined that I would not give the devil the satisfaction of thinking he got me down. No, you're not going to get it. I'm not going to see the devil, you know, I'm not going to let the devil see me gloomy and depressed. That's not for him to know. You know, I'm going to put on my game face. Hallelujah. Because I know the Lord God's going to help me. And I would not be confounded. Devil will never have the last laugh. Glory to God. That's a winner's attitude. You know, and no matter what happens, you behave like you are a winner. I remember one time I was hospitalized, but I wouldn't even put on the gown. You know, one of those gowns they ask you to put on when you're in there. And I'd refuse to lay in the bed. And I just sat in the chair. House doctor came around, looking for the patient. They saw me sitting in the chair, thought I was a visitor. I said, I'm right here. Why are you not in bed? Well, because I don't want to be like that. One time they said, look, why are you looking for the living among the dead? And throughout the scriptures, the Jesus and the rest of the apostles, the early days, they always told the people, look, take up your bed and walk. And they pull them up by the hand and so forth. Act like you are healed already. Don't be lying in bed all day long. Get up from that bed. Hallelujah. That's a winner's attitude. Glory to God. Now, I can go on and on and on, but you get the gist. Here's another thing, the way that Paul put it, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. He talked about, look, we are buffeted on every side. Look, you can come out against me on every side, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep bouncing back. You're never going to have the last punch that puts me out. No. You can hit me here or there, but I'm bouncing right back. Troubled on every side, he said, yet we're not distressed. That's a winner's attitude. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. You can't keep this guy down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever goes on, he knows how to get the victory. Praise ye the Lord. And many more verses like that. And Jesus also encourages us to be an overcomer. Many promises for the overcomer, not for the loser. Jesus didn't promise anything for the loser, but he promised for the overcomers. We already did the overcomers promises a few months back. But I'll just give you some scriptures in the book of Revelations chapter 2 and 3. The verses that talk about the overcomers' blessing and rewards. Revelation 2, 7. Revelation 2, 11. I'm not going to stop to read them. You can read them on your own. Revelation 2, 17. Revelation 2, 26. Revelation 3, 5. Revelation 3, 12. and so on and so forth. And, Revelation 3, I love this one in particular. I want to read this one. It's a couple of them and I just stop and read. Because I love this one. Revelation 3:21. I love that one. He said, look, he that overcometh, my goodness, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and I'm set down with my Father in his throne. Now, all of these promises are to overcomers, not to losers. They are to winners. And thanks be unto God, we are told, in the book of 2 Corinthians, we're told that in chapter 2 and verse 14 of 2 Corinthians, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph, maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Always causing us to triumph. Not today we triumph, tomorrow we lose. No. He always causes us to triumph. Glory to God. And we will never, we will never stay down for the count. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Revelation 21 and 7. I'll be his God, he'll be my son. There's no promise for the loser. Our promises are for the overcomer. So guard up the loins of your heart and your mind and be ready to overcome. Now, don't let anything that, confronts you or you faces you or you come up against you or whatever, don't even give in to anything. you got to have this attitude. Train yourself like this. Proverbs 24 and 10 says, if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Now, it doesn't mean that there will be no adversity. We covered that already when we covered about 5 days or I don't know how many days ago, the complete package, blessings and testings. Ecclesiastes 7 and 14 tells you that there's going to be prosperity, there's going to be adversity, there's going to be night and day and all of that. But in the day of adversity, don't show little strength. Show strong strength. The Bible always says, be strong in the Lord. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Quit ye like men. He will even tell them in other places. You know, don't be feeble. Don't let devil play you like ping pong. There are people that do know their God. Daniel 11:32. I mean, they will be strong and they will do exploits. Now, those are not losers. You know, they are winners. They have that power. Glory to God. And this is the way that God addresses us most of the time. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. You know, don't be feeble in your minds. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And so our lesson today is for us to have that winner's attitude. The winner's attitude and not a losing attitude. And God has given us the victory. The victory is assured for us already. But we must stand fast in that victory that Christ has given you. You say, well, you make it sound easy. No, you know, I train my mind to it. Here's something else. The book of Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 5 says, this is how you train your mind. You train your mind through the little things. You train yourself for the big things. You know, people who are athletes, they have to put themselves through. It's a Bible say they are temperate in all things. You know, the military, they train them, prepare them for things. You start with little things. They're training you for even hard things and all these kinds of things. You know, and you got to train yourself. So Jeremiah 12:5 puts it this way. He said, look, when, you know, if you have run, against footmen and you are already weary, how in the world are you going to stand a chance when you run against horses? Can't do it. You know, so, and if in the land of peace, wherein you trusted, you still can't make it when everything's good. What are you going to happen when all hell breaks loose? You know, in the overswelling of Jordan, what are you going to do? You know, so we must win every battle, climb every mountain. Hallelujah. You know, you got to win every battle. That's right. You know, this attitude of win some, lose some. No, there's no reason for you to lose some. Win every battle, climb every mountain. Hallelujah. And look, anything that devil throws against you or bows against you, bulldoze it, run through troops, leap over walls, you know, say, I am a winner in Christ. I am more than a conqueror, not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You know, so here's what the Lord does for us. You know, it prepares us through the little challenges that we face every day, even for the bigger things. That's what Jeremiah 12:5 is talking about. You know, so if you have a little setback and you give up, what are you going to do when, you know, there's really crazy stuff happening? You know, so don't let any little thing. I mean, can you imagine if, you know, the things that we face every day? I mean, every little thing, setback, something, crazy thing that happens at job, on your job, in the house, and around you, and so forth. Those are little things. Those are little foxes trying to spoil your joy. Well, have the victory over them, every one of them. Subdue those situations. And then when some real serious big things happen, then you're ready. You know, but if you run against footmen, in other words, you lose against the little things, you will not stand a chance against bigger things. So guard up yourself, you know, like a man, you know, be strong in the Lord, you know, don't let the devil play ping pong with you Don't give him. Bible say, look, neither give place to the devil. Don't even give him a chance. You know, you heard this saying that says, you know, give somebody an inch, they'll take a mile. Well, that's a devil. You give the devil an inch, he'll take 10 miles. You know, Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. Don't even let him, don't give him a chance. Get him out of there. Resist him steadfast in the faith. You know, don't even let, you know, don't mess with that stuff. Hallelujah. Now, there's some other winning attitude that we must have, which I've talked about in a few weeks ago. I've been talking about it. You know, you get up in the morning, have a joyful attitude. Don't give in to any of that depressive stuff and that losing, you know, heavy spirit and all that. Get rid of it. Get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and you tell yourself, good stuff. Hallelujah. Don't deal with any of that sad stuff. Get it out of there. Praise God. Because the Lord has anointed your head with the oil of gladness. He's already anointed you. So, what is your attitude going to be? Are you going to be a winner? I don't even want to say the other one. Because all of us must be winners. Praise God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. And I am going to pray over the room. And I'm going to ask that the Lord will strengthen your minds and strengthen you in the Lord. But you yourself must strengthen yourself. You know, David, he knew how to do that. When there were depressing situations around him, distressing situations. 1 Samuel chapter 30, the story of Ziklag. And read the first 6 verses. David was distressed. The people thought of stoning him. But he encouraged himself in the Lord. And David would say things like, you know, Psalm 42, that's when he wrote those kind of things. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? You know, I shall yet trust him. I will hope in the light of his countenance. I'm not going to be saddened. Well, saddened, you know, situations will come that might try to make you saddened. All the emotions and things like that, they come in the soul. The soul is the dwelling place of emotions. You know, emotions, sometimes you are joyful, sometimes you are sad, sometimes you are believing, sometimes you are doubtful, sometimes you are angry, all of those things are in the soul. You know, but in the spirit man, that's where you get the upper hand. And I've taught it several times in this room, Hebrews 4 and 12, how that you must use the word of God to divide between the soul and the spirit. Put the soul in its place. Soul, we're not doing any of that sad stuff today. I will be glad in the Lord. For I shall hope in him and I shall rejoice in the light of his countenance. He is my help, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. And you talk to your soul. You encourage yourself in the Lord. And you shake yourself from the dust. I love that one also from Isaiah 52 and verse 2. It says, shake yourself from the dust. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. You know, don't wait there waiting for somebody else to, you know, help you and say, well, I have no help. No. You yourself, shake yourself from the dust because you got the power. Don't let the devil put a noose around your neck. You know, if you put your neck out there and let devil put a band, one day he'll squeeze it, squeeze that life out of that person. No. That's not you. Get that thing off your neck. You are a winner. Hallelujah. And you are victorious in the name of the Lord. Lift up your head. Don't be bowed down. You know, lift up your head. Walk upright. That's what the Lord said. He said, look, that you may go upright. Hallelujah. I don't want you to, you know, be burned down under these heavy burdens. You should listen to the, you know, lessons we taught about those in the past few weeks. So that's our lesson today. And now I am going to pray for everyone that's in the room today. Hallelujah. That the Lord will give you that winner's attitude. Well, it's already yours for the taking. Glory to God. Because of all the things that Jesus has already said. In the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be a winner. Have a winning attitude. Have a positive attitude. You know, be of good cheer. Don't be saddened and depressed. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world on your behalf. Glory to God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your children that are in the room today. Father, we thank you for this word of encouragement. May each of us put off the losing, defeatist attitude and put on the winning, the joyful, the buoyant attitude, the victorious attitude. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord, because you always cause us to triumph. And I will say of the Lord, he is my shield, he's my rock, he's my fortress. The Lord is the one that teaches my hands to fight. You know, my goodness, teaches my fingers to fight, my hands to war, causes me to run through troops, leap over walls. The Lord is the one that beat down my foes in front of me. I mean, I am a winner. I will never be put to shame. I will not be confounded. So I set my face like a flint, because I know I will not be ashamed. And I will not die, but I will live. And I will declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord has said unto me that he will not put any of these sicknesses upon me that are upon the Egyptians. Therefore, myself being a member of that kingdom, I will not say that I am sick. But the inhabitants of that kingdom shall not say they are sick. You know, my head shall be lifted up all the time. An enemy shall not have my joy. I know the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the Lord, he has come to give me life and that more abundantly. And I choose life. Glory to God. Choose you this day what you will have. You know, a defeatist, losing attitude, or a winner's attitude. And I know you are all winners. Even though we don't speak like this, you are winners because you are children of God. God has put the winning attitude in your heart. Just stir it up. Stir up that winning attitude within you. Eye of the tiger. Don't let the devil can't have nothing. He's a defeated foe already. Jesus said, it is finished. Hallelujah. And the Lord made an open show of principalities and powers, triumphing over them in it. He nailed all of it to the cross. It's finished. He whooped the devil and got the keys of hell and death from him. The devil has no more power except through our own negative confession. That's all the power that he has anymore. So if you speak positively, think no evil, speak no evil, but speak good. Speak victory. Speak success. Speak the goodness of the Lord. And as you have spoken in my ear, and as you do speak in my ear, so will I do unto you, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. I give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.